And good morning and welcome to One on One with the Pros. I'm Tom Davis, and it's time that we do a car talk today. And we're talking a little bit more than cars, are we not?
Hey, it's Jason Breimer with Dunge's Family of Autos. And yeah, we are talking a little bit more than cars. We've got something pretty exciting going on today.
Yes, we do. Four?
Well, yeah, even better. I think we're going to give away a 2019 Lincoln Nautilus today.
Holy moly!
Yeah, well, a hole in one is really more like it. We're participating in today's Blue Stem fundraiser, and I'd like to bring on Brian Lawrence from Jane Phillips Hospital. He's a director over at Jane Phillips and has helped organize today's golf tournament.
Brian, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you doing today, sir?
Hey, we're doing excellent. It's a little damp this morning, but forecast I heard on the radio, local radio, Barzil radio this morning says the clouds are going to clear out this afternoon. We're going to have a great day, about 80-some degrees, so it should be a perfect day for a golf tournament.
It is nice and nice, right around 81. That's not
that
bad.
That may be just about perfect. You know, say for a little bit of humidity, I think you're going to have a great day for golf.
Yes, we are.
Hey, Brian, tell us a little bit about Blue Stem and how it integrates with Jane Phillips and what you guys do.
So Blue Stem Regional Medical Foundation is our local foundation here that supports the mission of Jane Phillips Medical Center. Foundation has been around for a number of years. This is actually the longest running charitable golf tournament in Bartlesville. I think it's next year will be our 30th year. We've had our Glitch Golf and Dinner event, and we take those monies raised during our golf and dinner event and use them to provide continuing education for all of our staff. And it really helps us keep on the cutting edge of medical technology. It keeps our associate skills up and allows us to continue to advance and develop the healthcare that we offer for Bartlesville and the surrounding communities.
That is really something. So is this this Glitz and then the golf tournament, in terms of fundraisers, how do they impact the foundation?
They impact the foundation. We raise money for various different things throughout the year. But this particular event, our Glitz events, specifically go for continuing education. And we earmark those monies raised in the foundation. And then throughout the year, any associate can submit an application to attend a conference. And we'll cover that registration fee and the travel and things associated with that. We've also been able to use those monies to bring in people that are experts, subject matter experts in various different things, from patient satisfaction to quality scores to best practices in a variety of our service areas. Bring that speaker in and cover multitude of people. This year we brought one particular speaker in to help with our patient satisfaction scores. We had 150 people attend his talks and training sessions. So we were able to take a small amount of dollars raised through our Glitz funds and have an impact of 150 of our associates getting some much needed education just to continue to enhance the experience that people see and get when they come and seek medical care from us.
That's fantastic. And, a lot of people don't know, I believe associates are required a certain number of continuing education hours. Is that right?
That is correct. So all of our associates that hold registration or different licenses are required to complete a certain amount of CMEs per year, and we're able to help them accomplish that with these funds. So it's really, really a nice benefit that really helps continue to develop our associates and then the care and quality of care that we can provide here. And, we're also looking at, technology advances right now, telemedicine through accessing care via your phone or computer or tablet, and so looking at opportunities to educate and train our staff to be able to handle those situations also is another opportunity that we're looking at. So just a lot of exciting things going on with education and things that we can do to really just continue to help develop and grow professionally our associates.
And to, and to keep Bartlesville on the cutting edge in terms of what's going on medically.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about the golf tournament today.
So we have a golf tournament. It's a four-man scramble hosted at Adams Golf Course today. And we have this year we have 19 teams participating in the event. And it'll be a great afternoon. We've got several corporate sponsors that are participating and a lot of whole sponsors. And then just different teams from about the community. But so we'll come out, check-in registration starts at 11:30. We'll feed everyone, and then we'll have a shotgun start at 1:30. Just be a great day of golf. But probably the most exciting thing is an opportunity to win this 2019 Lincoln Nautilus. I'm excited about that. Dundas Family of Auto is a huge community partner to everyone in town, including Jane Phillips, and we appreciate them. But I'm excited. I hope somebody wins it today. Because if they have not had the opportunity to experience the Lincoln experience and service that comes with owning or driving a Lincoln or also Ford or Toyota, I want them to experience that because it's an exceptional experience. I personally shop and get service at Dundas Family Auto, so I know what that service is that you get when you buy a vehicle from them, or even if you don't, with the $9.95 oil change and all the different specials that they run all the time. It's just an overall great experience, and I hope somebody can win that Lincoln today and see him drive out of there and get to experience that.
Thank you, Brian. That was very nice. I hope somebody wins the Lincoln also. In fact, I think it would be wonderful if somebody won that Lincoln. And do you have any odds on favorites?
Odds on favorites. I'll tell you, we have some people playing in today's tournament that are very capable of scoring that ace, that hole in one. So I'm excited about the chances that we have today with some of our top local golfers that are here in town, and they're participating today. So it's going to be exciting.
Okay, if somebody does sink the hole in one, you come on the radio with me next week, and we talk to the winner.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Brian, I know you're really busy out there. We'll be out there in just a little while with the Lincoln Nautilus that somebody is going to drive away with today. And let's have a great day of golf.
Yes, and again, we appreciate Dundas Family of Auto for their continued partnership with us, and just the overall community support of all the different things you guys do is greatly appreciated. So thanks to Bartlesville Radio. Always appreciate you guys' support of everything that goes on in our community, and it's going to be a great day, so thank you.
Well, and likewise, Brian. Thank you.
And that is Brian Lawrence, and we're going to have some fun. Now, tell us a little bit about this fine vehicle that someone could win with the hole-in-one. I've seen this on television.
Okay.
It's gorgeous.
It really is. The Lincoln Nautilus, like all of the Lincolns, is just plush. A massage. Well, here's where I am.
Okay.
I start looking at a vehicle now from the seats.
So do I.
Yes. And all of the Lincolns come with these fantastic, I believe it's 24-way positionable seats. You would have to talk to Don Heckelsberg, our Lincoln specialist, to really get the down low on the seats. But Tom, if I had a chair that was this comfortable in my house, I would be a happy man.
You wouldn't get up.
I almost never do, but I definitely wouldn't. So everything from vibra massage to heating and cooling right there in the seat. Mm-hmm. And then the luxury just radiates out in a Lincoln. And in addition to the luxury aspect of the vehicle itself, Dunges has what we call the Dunges Lincoln Concierge Program. Mm-hmm. When you buy a Lincoln from us, all of your service, all of your maintenance, all issues are handled through one point person, Don Heckelsberg, our Lincoln specialist. If you have any maintenance needs, a regularly scheduled oil change or any sort of regularly scheduled maintenance, or if anything comes up, Don dispatches a matching Lincoln, picks you up, picks up your vehicle, drops off a loaner, and zero inconvenience. When the vehicle comes back to you, it's going to be cleaned, detailed, and ready to go.
Wow!
Yeah, it's a little bit higher of a level of service that we reserve for our Lincoln customers.
That's all worth it right there. It is all worth it.
It's pretty amazing. So in addition to giving away this Lincoln Nautilus today, we're giving away something else.
What's that?
Well, you're kind of new to these parts, so you're probably not familiar with the Tulsa State Fair.
A little bit.
Okay, so like all good fairs, Tulsa has managed to perfect the Everything on a Stick State Fair. And the fair, the Tulsa State Fair starts tonight, Thursday, tonight. And it just so happens that Ford and Dungas Ford are sponsoring this evening at Tulsa State Fair. And if you're interested in saving a few dollars, we have fair passes at Dungas Ford. They get you in tonight for $3, and all rides are $2, which has a pretty significant savings over what they're going to charge you tomorrow night. So, if you have a family or if you're looking for a good date night, swing by Dungas Ford. We're right off of Highway 75, just south of No Water Road.
On the west side, which is the best side?
The west side, which is the best side. And drop in. We'll give you a few fare passes, send you on your way. Or even better, drop in. Take advantage of our $9.95 oil change. You can just drop in anytime, get a $9.95 oil change. Have your tires rotated while you're at it. But, boy, the best way to take care of your vehicle, get the most mileage that you can out of that vehicle, Tom, is, you know, start with the oil change and the tire rotation.
Best maintenance is preventive maintenance.
Exactly. I know how much vehicles cost. We love selling Toyotas. We love selling Fords. We love selling Lincolns. But, boy, we also love seeing people get the most value they can out of their vehicles. It's a significant investment, and good maintenance is what is going to keep that car 7, 10, 15 years.
Now, I had a Lincoln that lasted me 15. I had a Lincoln Town Car, and it still had the sweet ride. And when you're talking about the seats, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, if I still had that baby today, it was still so comfortable. But I can't imagine what's in the new products and how much more comfortable they are.
The adjustable seats, it really in all of the vehicles now.
Yeah.
It makes the driving experience fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you couple that with the safety features that are coming out on all of the new vehicles. Toyota, of course, has been a leader with Toyota Safety Sense, which has all kinds of features that gentlemen of our age might need, like lane departure and blind spot detection, and then the adaptive cruise control that is on really just about every new vehicle, I think, in our product line now.
Wow.
The adaptive cruise control comes in really handy, especially when you're doing, you know, long road trips. It's letting the car do some of the driving, actually.
Taking some of the stress off you.
Definitely taking some of the stress off. I do a lot of back and forth from Tulsa to Bartlesville, and I'll tell you, the adaptive cruise control and especially the lane departure are
critical.
They're
nice.
They come in very very handy. They turn on more than they probably should.
Well, I've been in Tulsa a few times, and cities of that size and drivers of that caliber, you need all the defense you can take.
Exactly.
But my goodness sakes, you know, the dealerships are always ready to take care of you, and of course you have probably the most knowledgeable staff of people to walk you around and demonstrate just how the vehicle operates. And with all the new features, sometimes, you know, not everybody is up to speed on this, and they take their time and they explain it so well.
This is so true. You know, gone are the days of what's it going to take to get you into that car. Mm-hmm. We're more in the era of let me sit down and explain all of the features. and help you program the car. Really, at this point, a good deal of the delivery process is syncing your car to your phone.
Yeah, that's a dandy. I've got a very new car, and that was a dandy thing. I'm thinking to myself, oh, gee, how's this going to work? I'm thinking anything but grabbing something out of my pocket, which is dangerous, taking my eye off the road. Now it's just a little button on my steering wheel.
It's fantastic. Toyota is introducing Apple CarPlay. Which syncs with your iPhone. Essentially, your iPhone screen jumps up onto the head unit, onto the what was a radio and is now a small computer in your car. Or in some cases, a rather large computer.
Depending on how big a dash you got going on there.
The dashboards on all of the new Toyotas. In fact, I drove a Prius a couple of weeks ago. It's almost like having a full-size tablet built into the dashboard of the vehicle. Your Apple AirPlay throws up onto the big screen, and you basically have a miniature version of your iPhone right there in front of you.
Oh, boy, that's something. That is really something. Those Prius, they're so quiet. I had a friend of mine bought one of the brand-new ones when they came out a few years ago, and he says, I'm having the doggoddest time with this. I said, why is that? He says, I can't remember if it turned it on because it was so quiet.
You find that with the Prius. My wife and I, my wife drives a 2012. It's a fantastic car.
It is.
The Prius that I drove a couple of weeks ago is the new model or newer model, a 2019. It is more equivalent to our first Toyota Corolla in terms of size. The volume inside the Prius is surprising. Like you said, quiet.
Oh, yeah. You know, after driving a lot of the bigger cars that I did in my Ute with the big combustion engines and everything else like that, you can hear just about anything and everything work despite turning the radio on or the air conditioner. That thing was just so quiet. It was such a peaceful ride.
Well, and we're finding that with, the comfort of all vehicles. Ford is doing the same thing, both with the Ford hybrids that are coming out.
Yes.
Mr. Dungis is heading to Los Angeles today to a Ford meeting, and on the agenda, the all-electric Ford F-150.
That'd be something to see.
It is coming, Tom. Mm-hmm. And in fact, if you want to be amazed by something, go to the old Googles and look for a YouTube video of the electric Ford F-150 pulling a million-plus pounds of railroad cars.
Okay, now, see, that answers the question, because a lot of people I've spoken with, because these electric cars and the electric vehicles were coming into vogue, I come from a town where they make platforms for these for a lot of different automakers. And they said, well, you know, if it can pull my boat or if it can pull my horse trailer, you know, then I might be in on this. And lo and behold, if it can pull that kind of tonnage with the railroad cars, I think these boys are signing up.
It's pretty jaw-dropping. What they're telling us about electric F-150.
Yeah.
Like all electric vehicles, the power goes directly to the wheels. And it makes them torquey, very, very, very torquey. So I think we're about to see an era of very fast takeoff and high torque in vehicles.
I think maybe the snickering and the jokes of you got yourself a golf cart, didn't you, are probably over.
I think that era is definitely coming to an end. So they're telling me that the all-electric F-150s in the not-too-distant future. They're telling us that the what they're calling the Ford E-Mach, which is sort of a crossover vehicle that is based on the Ford Mustang design, that is coming out soon. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing hints of those before the end of next year. And then Toyota, of course, has six electric vehicles that they're going to be releasing in the next couple of years. And going back to Lincoln, Lincoln Aviator, is coming out in an all-electric this year.
Well, that's a beautiful ride.
Oh, man. If you want to see, yes, it is.
Miss Susie says she wants one for Christmas. I said, I'll
see. Santa's going to have to be really good because, wow, it's a gorgeous call.
Oh, boy.
Gorgeous car. And again, like all, we I think, have had three in stock, and the Lincoln Aviators, as soon as we get them in, they go, baby.
Yeah, they're quick to find a new home.
They definitely are.
Do you still have that, was it a Model A or a Model
F? Yeah, as a matter of fact, we do.
Somebody traded that in or something?
It's just kind of on display. It's on loan.
Okay.
And then we also have, I should know what the model number is, but we have a 1929 vehicle on the, 1929 Ford on the showroom floor over at Dunge's Ford also. And great opportunity if you want to come in, take a selfie. You would not be the first person to do it. So.
And get a little piece of history there while you're just...
Most definitely.
That's a pretty good tie-in. Isn't that about the time that the Dunge's family...
It's exactly the year that the Dunge's family went into the Ford business, 1929. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty amazing. We're in our 90th year of business. Says something about a company when they can hang on for 90 years, I think. A lot of that is just customer service, which, we really value who our customers are, and we value the community that we're in.
Well, that is quite apparent, because it seems like whenever there is something going on that is very worthwhile, very beneficial to our community, you can just about bet the Dunge's family of autos is involved there.
Well, that's true. The founder, Mr. Dunge's, Bill Dunge's, he had an ethic that, the community came first.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed that ethic down, and now it's in its third generation. Yes, Brad and Bruce are definitely committed to Bartlesville and Bartlesville prospering and Martians prospering.
As that happens, everybody, all ships rise and go at a pretty good pace there. Now, once again, we've got the Toyota models that are right and ready to go, some of the newer ones, and the Lincoln products are
I'll tell you what, some of the Toyotas that we have on our showroom floor. Right now we have a Toyota 4Runner that is tricked out as a, I think they call it an adventure package.
Gotta see that.
Oh, it is so cool looking. It's got big knobby tires, gorgeous black wheels. The thing is, this amazing, it's a blue, but I cannot describe how rich and intense this blue is. And it comes equipped with a bike rack, storage rack on top. And one of the coolest features, I didn't even realize that this vehicle had until yesterday, one of the salespeople was showing me, you lower the tailgate. There is essentially what slides out from the back deck.
Mm-hmm.
It's essentially a built-in picnic table.
Wow!
It is the coolest thing.
that's a whole new dimension.
Well, it really is. I mean, this thing is built for people who are campers, are hikers. You can trick it out. There's a tent package, so the tent sits on top of the rack, mm-hmm. on top of the 4Runner, and a ladder drops down. It is.
Man.
If you are an outdoor kind of person, this vehicle is screaming for you. it wants to go hiking. It wants to go biking.
It wants you to drive it and drive it well.
It definitely does. So that's one of my favorite Toyotas that's on the lot right now. But we have some other things that are on the lot right now that, a lot of people aren't that familiar with leasing a vehicle. It's really an economical way of getting into a vehicle. And if you're not a high mileage driver, if you're a kind of in-town driver,
mm-hmm.
and you also want to basically keep up with the technology that's going to be rolling out over the next couple of years, a 3-year lease is such an economical way to go. And right now over at Toyota, we have some really fantastic rates on lease packages. Like, for instance, if you are interested in a 2020 Corolla, and I got to tell you, the 2020 Corollas are completely redesigned. They're fantastic looking. they
last forever, too.
Well, they do. but these kind of have... They look like Corollas with an attitude. They're rolling out in a couple of different versions. We have a hybrid version that's going to be hitting the floor soon. We have the gas version. And then there's a sport. There's going to be a very sporty version of the...
That's going to be interesting to see.
Five-speed. Yeah.
Great roll.
Yeah. But right now, if you're interested in a Corolla and... want to be able to trade out in 3 years with no muss, no fuss, $179 a month is your payment.
Shazam!
Shazam, as they say. We also have some great deals on the Camry. You can get $2,500 cash back on the Camry. And the Camry is another one that's coming out in the new style as well. In addition to the restyled 2020s,
mm-hmm.
Camry TRD. Six-cylinder, dual exhaust. I think it's going to have about 305 horsepower. It's going to be a monster, Tom. Mm.
But got right time now, for one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Well, let's do this.
Okay.
Let's remind people that tonight is Tulsa State Fair.
Okay.
Let's remind people that tickets to the Tulsa State Fair are somewhat exorbitant. However, if you're interested in taking your family to the Tulsa State Fair tonight, you can stop by Dunge's Ford, and get $3 tickets, $2 ride passes. Come by and see us. We have a stack of tickets, and we'd love to give them away.
All right.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Real news, real reporting.
I'm Steve Kaifen. The White House says nothing's changed now.